Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast.
If you like a lot of wrestling on YouTube, join our club.
Don't clap, watch the mics.
I've just hit the mic again, haven't I? This is the fabulous King Dice,
Matt. I'll just do it, Matthew.
It's not going to work, is it?
No.
It's not going to work. I just want to show this off that my mate made it. Thank you, Jake. There's your plug.
It's really good, that.
There we go. Famous wrestling personality, Danhausen from American Indies, who will hopefully still be relevant by the time this comes out. Because let me tell you, when you do it bit by bit, you go from looking like your nana to looking like Sting in 2011 to looking like what I can only describe as a reverse minstrel. So I think I'm racist to whites doing this. But no, Danhausen, thank you very much for letting me do this. You're the baseball fury.
Yeah, I couldn't be bothered to paint my face again.
You're just baseball, nay
just
fury.
Just baseball, yeah.
Nay gravy,
all baseball,
nay onions,
all
that's
baseball,
fine.
No fury.
Where's the third one?
Oh, hang on, 1 second.
I put the mask on and he went.
Oh,
that's loud.
It's the bloody
this is.
You're not in shot. And you have to,
sorry, whenever.
Awkwardly.
Just the situation.
Oh, and it carries on. What an extended pop this is. That's a priapism.
Why do we sit so close to the wall?
Thank you. I'm covered in cobwebs. That's not part of the appeal.
Oh,
wow. This is the
cultaholic. That was worth it, wasn't it?
That's absolutely worth it. Whatever disease that was in that Halloween box.
Foot and mouth.
Yes.
What a Halloween it's been. Bloody hell.
Yes, it is Halloween here. And what we say Halloween, we mean November 1st.
Yes, it is.
Because we usually do these things on Thursdays, which would have been Halloween yesterday. We're doing these Fridays. We'll be straight to edit as soon as possible. But if we didn't dress up for this, that means the Saudis win. We can't let that happen. So
How dare they mess up the schedule of our podcast?
So you had a nice time dressing up yesterday for the podcast?
We did a stream. I was baseball. Ross was Brother Love. Pacitti was Paul Bearer, which is a man of the very opposite body shape to Adam Pacitti, but fair enough. Sam was
pushed him down and goes out like pastry.
Sam was Sam Tarly from Game of Thrones.
That's right.
And Tom was Barry the Shark.
Oh, that's good. Apparently Sam was really annoyed because lots of people in the comments over the years have called him that.
Yes, they
are. As soon as he dressed up, there was somebody comments going,
Jon Snow?
Who are you?
Yeah.
I'm probably getting the same comments. Like, it was good. Matthew, what are you doing?
I won this lovely World Cup trophy. It's a love heart. I'm the best in the world at Cultaholic.
I have to cover that up people overseas to see you.
That's all right. Mate, it's just a love heart. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
It's fine.
That's great for the audio listeners. There's a big pair of hearts.
Yeah, well, there's one heart.
One heart.
Two chambers.
There's a ventricle in the middle. Is that capillaries?
Yeah, all that stuff.
Latissimus dorsi. That's another bit of your body down the side.
Look at them dorsi.
That's nothing to do with the heart. I don't know why I said that.
I'm going to put it down here.
Anyway, we break this podcast to bring up some breaking important news.
I love this.
This would be great if it turns really serious with this podcast.
God.
And we're all dressed like this.
I hope it doesn't turn serious. That's a good point.
The Figure Four Weekly. And I'll quote, a delay has kept a large number of WWE talent stuck in Saudi Arabia after Crown Jewel. It isn't known what is causing the delay. Dave Meltzer reported on Wrestling Observer Radio this morning. It has nothing to do with mechanical problems with the plane, nor is this regarding weather in Buffalo, New York, which is where the SmackDown roster is flying to for tonight's television.
Literally tonight. They're stuck.
Who could have foreseen an issue with scheduling two shows back to back, one in Saudi Arabia, which is not down the road from Buffalo, and then the next night in Buffalo? Who could have seen any problems arise?
The small mining town of Saudi Arabia. Meltzer also reported that around 12 wrestlers have been able to leave Saudi Arabia. Vince McMahon is believed to have already travelled home.
See you later, lads.
Zooming on Brock's personal jet.
On his own personal jet.
I can't hear you, Mojo Rawley. Text us when you get in. All right.
So 12 of them.
Oh, sorry.
At this point,
it seems unlikely that those who are still stuck in Saudi Arabia will be able to make it to SmackDown. The flight takes roughly 14 hours to travel from Riyadh to Buffalo.
So let's just presume that the people on the plane are Baron Corbin and Roman Reigns, because they've got a match. The Revival and the New Day, they've got a match.
So that's already all of the new. Xavier's injured.
That's six people.
Six
accounted for. Who else was promoted for SmackDown? I can't remember. That's definitely two matches that
women
were scheduled to happen.
So they're all right.
The women will be on the show.
That's just put on Evolution instead.
Well, yeah.
Like they should have. So they're stopping it
this
for no
reason. This is Karma. Yeah.
Yeah.
Karma's there.
Yeah, she's back. No.
Yeah. So the plot of Argo is returned.
That's a film I've seen.
Get in.
Yes. Ben Affleck directed it. Or is he in it? Or both?
Maybe both.
Okay, right. Well, I remember it was very tense. There was a runway chase. Hopefully that's what's got. I'm really hoping this doesn't turn serious.
It is. You think these things wouldn't happen when the entire point of them going over is
to improve relations.
Right. And they're like, yeah, but we're going to keep you afterwards.
So I reckon it's just Vince kicking off because there was no Skittles on the plane or something. I gotta take off unless I get my Skittles.
It would be funny if like the guy running it's like a real, real big smark. Like, what is this show?
Why did Cesaro not win?
Yeah. I don't agree with these booking decisions, Vince. Where will this lead us to next year, Saudi Arabia? He's just like, leave me alone. We've got Bob Sapp coming in. Shut up. We'll come to Saudi Arabia in a minute. But also the news during that show, NXT will be involved in this year's Survivor Series.
Mm.
Delightful.
Could be good if they win some matches, which I'm sure they've got to win a couple.
Do you reckon it'll just be a night full of triple threats? I hope it is.
Me too.
Something a bit different.
Yeah, if they mix it up though, so it's not just SmackDown versus Raw, it'll be, you know, NXT versus SmackDown.
Yeah, one from each brand every match.
Oh, you think it should be triple threats all the time? You think it should be a mixture? Yeah. Like Raw versus NXT, SmackDown versus Raw,
yeah, like
NXT versus SmackDown.
Round robin almost.
Right.
I saw someone put a graphic out, like a fantasy booking graphic, and I had like obviously Goldberg versus Riddle. WWE's Goldberg fighting the good cause. And it did have a lot of triple threat. A mixture with a couple of showcases. I'm very excited. I saw someone say it might be War Games as well on the main roster. Because the ladies are getting it on NXT. Is that bollocks?
No, they are getting it on NXT.
On the main roster. Well, the Survivor Series.
There's going to be a women's one. It looks like there might be a men's one as well. So that might be too much.
In NXT?
Yeah, that might be too much war.
But that's not official until Regal says... No.
War Games! Thank you. Champa said Daddy's going to war, though. So everyone's like, oh, so... Who knows?
And the belt went, War Game? No. Damn it. Crown Jewel Rundown.
War Game. Sorry.
War Games and Packers. Our games. overall,
that's one of the mailbags they're on. You've nicked that bloke's Joe. You haven't actually told it. That, someone did it.
That joke we'll is older that. Than...
War Games.
Let's just say Tom Campbell said it and get out of the way.
Okay.
God, I love the snitches in there. You're officially worse than Cornette. Matthew's at whatever. Humberto Carrillo won the pre-show Battle Royal. Ooh, mm-hmm. That was tense. Brock Lesnar beat Kane Velasquez in about 2 minutes.
Right.
Unbelievable.
What was the point of building up Kane Velasquez at all then? Is it to make Brock Lesnar look how big and strong he is? He's a wrestler. It's better than MMA watch wrestling.
You're in our world now, Kane. Yeah. You will abide by our rules. What's fake now, eh, Kane? You silly MMA rolling on the floor bollocks.
Yeah,
the match should just have been cancelled. If he was injured, don't put it on.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah.
He had a knee injury or something, which requires surgery or something. I might just be making bollocks up.
No,
here.
I've seen that as well.
But if he was injured, don't put it on, because you've used Kane presumably to get all these new eyes on WWE. These new eyes are watching their guy in his first ever match, and he taps out in 10 seconds. Those new eyes are not coming back.
No,
not going to bother watching again.
No.
They're going to go, wow, Brock Lesnar, so good. He beat Kane in minute. Me watch WWE.
I mean...
I don't like to talk like that. Sorry.
It wasn't just a really short, like... Because it was really entertaining when Goldberg squashed Lesnar, but it wasn't... The wrestling itself or the match itself wasn't even entertaining. They were just grappling a bit for a while.
The brief grappling they did was nice, but it was... Yeah, it was a minute.
If I want to watch grappling, I'll watch UFC or Bellator. I'll not watch Saudi Arabia. I want to see some flips and stuff. Yeah. I'm a child.
Kane Velasquez with the moonsault.
Oh, afterwards, Rey Mysterio battered Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, so Rey brought in Kane to fight his battles. And then after the match, Rey was like, well, he survived Kane, but now he's going to survive me. He's turning to scrap.
What? Where's the voice coming from?
I think it was meant to look a bit shooty, like Rey was laying in quite a lot. A bit shooty. Rey was really going for it with the chair shots.
Well, of course. He forgot his arm was injured, didn't he?
He did, yeah. Yeah.
Bit shooty, Rey. The OC won the biggest tag team turmoil match ever. And won a tag team World Cup thing. And were the first people to pin the Viking Raiders.
That was a weird booking decision. Yes, maybe that's why they're stuck on the tarmac.
Right, I was very confused that they were like, wow, and they've often said that they are the best. Many consider them to be the best tag team. I'm like, who?
AJ Styles?
Oh, right. People who stopped watching wrestling in about 2016.
People that who only watch Japanese wrestling and forgot that they're now in WWE.
Oh, and they love WWE. Those people who watch Japanese wrestling. Oof. Tyson Fury beat Braun Strowman.
First the entrance, right? First the entrance for Tyson Fury.
That was the highlight of the night.
It was like Kevin Nash's entrance, with all the but bigger, times 10. Every time you thought it was finished, it would pan out again and there'd be another round of fireworks around the top of the arena. And he came out in like traditional like Saudi garb, which I was like, are they going to be all right with that? I don't know, the customs, but they seemed to love it. It was meant to be like, I think, Apollo Creed at the start of Rocky IV.
People said that.
Because Braun looked like confused and annoyed in the ring like Ivan Drago does. But then Drago actually wins and kills Apollo Crews. Braun Strowman did not kill Tyson Fury.
Apollo Crews.
Oh, come on. It's very similar.
Living in America.
I'm devastated with that. I'm so annoyed.
This was not the Chuckle Vision special that I thought it was going to be. It wasn't great by any means or good, but it was just... It was weird that they took Tyson Fury, who was a very, very entertaining boxer, and this was the most dull thing he's been involved in since he came back.
It was a match of two halves, because he started off, and I was saying on our stream, he might be the worst person to ever step in the ring, like, ever. The way he ran the ropes, he didn't know how to run the ropes, even I know, and I've never had a single bit of training. You've got to shake the hand with the top rope, otherwise he might fall through the middle of them. He wasn't doing that. He bumped on his arse all the time. And then
he must be sore now. Yeah. There's a lot of those coccyx bumps.
The second half of the match, he hit a good big boot and a couple of other good moves, but like the first half of the match was, it was a match of two halves. I was a bit harsh on Tyson on the stream.
I think you got exactly that criticism you get. He wasn't, you know, there's been worse than him, which is funny.
In the end, yeah.
And people are like, yeah, he's paying $15 million for that, or $12 million, whatever it was. I mean, it's nice that he took a pay cut. Probably never see him again.
I think that's a load of bollocks, me. I just think that's what his camp wants us to think. He's getting paid.
He sold. He wasn't afraid to make Braun look. Well, he beat him, but he wasn't afraid. He didn't try and look indestructible against a silly wrestler like some celebrities do. And I guess he couldn't wrestle, but given the amount of time he had to train, and then Braun got his heat back, sort of.
And then he shouts, "Come back, you pussy!" There's a soundbite. I don't know why I did that. Right down the camera.
Fury.
Hello, I'm Tyson Fury.
One of the Cultaholic GIF accounts, one of the clip accounts now will be like, when my cat's running away down the street, just rocks. Come back.
And yeah, and then he hit the slam on him. He gets up straight away.
Cody
Graves is like, wow, he didn't even realize what's happened to him. I do something. AJ Styles beat Humberto Carrillo in that weird, we're going to push you by you having a good match, but you're going to lose, and you'll be a main eventer by Christmas, I guess. Then Natalya beat Lacey Evans. And look, everyone hates Crown Jewel. It's a horrible PR exercise considering all the stuff that the regime's doing. This actually made me smile because
it did,
we, I don't know anything about Saudi Arabia or the people there. You know what the news tell us, and it's never good. So it was nice to see that, because that being people, very small people defending from Saudi Arabia going, no, look, we're not all like that. Yeah, are we? Right. So to see the arena and Raj, our Lacey Evans versus Natalya, which, to be fair, has been dog toffee the past few months. So he couldn't even make the excuse, oh, well, these are the best women's wrestlers. These have not been. But they were going crazy. Yeah. They were like, this is awesome. When nothing was happening, they were going like, I'm like, great, because it's weird to see, like, yeah, they're all like the regime. But I realized, hang on, the Saudi Arabia people look at us and think we're all like Boris Johnson. So this is actually, oh, okay, you know what? Let's look at the
That's a very well-thought-through thing you've said there.
Well done, Matthew.
Thank you. Well, I wanted to
Man
get
of the
some,
people.
I wanted... Yeah, there we go.
Well done to Natalya as well, because someone threw a water bottle at her during her
And Lacey Evans had one thrown, but it was like...
Someone threw one at Ric Flair as well.
Really?
So, you know, Ric Flair, that famous women's wrestler, Ric Flair.
Yeah, but they saw Ric Flair with, good God, that man needs a drink.
But fair play to... And Braun Strowman.
He turned into dust before me very eyes.
And Strowman as well, he was knackered. Do you remember he did the run around the ring and he went, one more, and just did the dad run like Peter Kader.
Well, Michael Cole was like, look how fast he's going.
But yeah, I thought Natalya was really impressive how she just carried on. Yeah. Like, it was on during her entrance and she just carried on the rest of the match. Really good.
Mansoor beat Cesaro.
Match of the night.
And yeah, they went mad for him as well.
That was a big thing for me, just how nuts they went all night. Like, Luke Harper was getting like Dana Brooke reactions in the Battle Royal. It was
Dana
amazing.
Brooke reactions.
Don't remember the pre-show Battle Royal for WrestleMania.
Exactly the next day.
She's from
next Halloween, I'll be dressed up as Dana Brooke.
Was that not just because she's from New York?
Probably.
All right. Okay.
Ah, whatever. Then where you can.
She's
actually
like
really
you.
Popular.
Speed of which, like similar to that, Team Hogan beat Team Flair and whatever. But the thing was, Shorty G comes out, no pop. Yeah. And then Ricochet dressed as My Hero, whatever it's called. I haven't seen it. No
what?
Pop.
I was convinced you know exactly what he was dressed as.
I haven't watched that. Like Animu.
Animu.
And I like to think that like Dio was backstage. Talking about, wow, I love JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, me. And then there's like ACH going, oh, I love One Piece, the big fans. And then what? Ricochet's like, hey, look at me, going nerd.
Oh, he was a mainstream one, Ricochet there. That was a mainstream.
I guess it's as mainstream as.
Wow.
Did you say My Hero as well?
My Hero.
Father
Academia.
Doogle's spin off.
God. Oh, how bad was that
show? It's not a spin off.
No,
Father Doogle's the character.
How dare you put those two things together? It's having green grass being next to Only Fools and Horses.
I just forgot his real name. I don't know what to say. Adrian.
Father Doogle.
Yeah, Father Doogle.
Yeah, but then Mustafa Ali. Yay, big uns. So
yeah,
that
fair
was,
enough.
Christ.
Well, they just take myself out with your microphone there.
Nice.
You sold the pop. Well done, brother. Look. NAB Team Flair, and this was like, all right, whatever, 20-minute match. The RKO bits towards the end were very nice.
Yeah.
Randy Orton will always be over.
Mm. I like the big finisher fest bit. And yeah. I liked when Rusev finally got... I haven't liked the storyline, but I liked when Rusev finally got his hands on Lashley for a bit. That was, you know, that was good. Mm. So, yeah. And then I liked their big, happy celebrations. And then presumably they all went backstage and went, Hogan and Jimmy, get lost. Don't want to hang out with you. I don't know.
We know why they won, though. Hogan in that promo, but the start with Beautiful Byron. Double B.
Oh, my God.
He was like, we've all been hanging and bagging. Direct quote there from the Hulkster.
Ali said, I've got a new word for you, Byron. I'm like, no, Hogan, no!
Have you seen the picture when he starts to spray NWO on the wall, but they've just stopped it at the worst time. It's so bad.
Anyway, that was outside Brian's death room. The Fiend defeated Seth Rollins. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you only get your news via Callaholic, what the hell's wrong with you? Yes, The Fiend is the new champ. He beat Seth Rollins. And
are we sure, though? Because I couldn't see.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looked like your face.
I was brighter. I am brighter right now.
I don't know why they did that, possibly disguised from the fact that it wasn't great. Seth took a hell of a bump backwards.
Oh, yeah, that was
horrible. That, yeah.
But the rest of it was brawling. Oh, look.
Very 80s, wasn't it?
Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, that's
more
moves
in the 80s.
bad 80s.
But this even though, why was it red light in a game when they knew they were going to spill out into the crowd? It was one point when they were on that platform in the middle of the crowd. I think it was Rollins fell off first, and the camera panned down.
Pit.
And it was just a
pit
of darkness.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually. What you said the giant crash pad that you landed
there
on.
There was a near... Not that bit.
Oh.
It was just on the floor.
Yeah, it had the little catwalk in the middle of the room for no reason.
And there was a near fall in the nothingness. The referee just got in there as well, and we had to trust his judgment, I suppose.
Two count in the void.
Yeah.
And and then surprisingly...
They come back out, the top half Seth, the bottom half's white. They're like...
Wow, and then Corey Graves goes, shades of 2K20. A mixed reaction there, according to the press conference. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, Seth hit his finisher about 9,000 times, got sick of it. I'm like, go away. Saudi Arabia crowd weren't overwhelmingly positive towards Seth.
No, they
didn't chant burn it down, but they did boom as well.
He did call them fickle this week, so I can't blame them.
Yeah. And then the Fiend got up after 19,000 finishes and then beat him.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
he was like, "Yeah, the evil clown killed him." It's awesome.
So he's going to be champion now. We'll see what. Well, the big question actually this week is what's next for him. So we'll just leave it for now. Actually,
guess what brand he's on?
Brandy. Brand. What brand he's on? Oh yeah, two belts on SmackDown.
Unification at Survivor Series.
John Prescott, two belts. Aren't
traveling world champion comes back. Yeah. They're not going to do that.
No,
they're going to sell less toys that way.
I think was it Adam or was it you before saying? Oh, I think it was Adam. The weird draft pick with Alexa and Nikki and that. They'll use that as an excuse to be like, oh, actually, Raw's got an extra one. Bray, get back on here.
Yeah. That wasn't me who said that, but it makes sense.
It does make sense.
In their logic, it makes sense, but not in ours. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, right. WWE logic. Yay. Real life. And yeah, and it was probably the best of the Saudi Arabia Manias.
Actually,
I enjoyed Crown Jewel a lot more.
Because it was a car crash.
Because it was fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, well, Roman Reigns giving himself the greatest DDT in the history of wrestling outside the cage, yeah.
It was probably the best one and therefore the most boring one of all of them. Because, like, I want to see these shows be ridiculous, not...
There wasn't any Goldberg Undertaker match.
No.
Even Fury versus Strowman had nothing on that. So.
Yeah, and that's a good thing because no one got hurt. But again, we enjoyed it less.
Yeah, do I want to get hurt? Yeah.
That's obviously. What he's talking about. Vince, you promised us people get hurt. Even the clown who got the curb stomp on the concrete's not hurt. How are we?
Every
everybody get excited for the Cultaholic Hall of Fame.
And now time for everyone's favourite segment, the Hall of Fame. I'm trying to grin so people know I'm Dan Halvorsen and not a crap Sting.
In my opinion, Sting, because I think Sting's a bit... I've never been a Sting fan. Carry on, sorry, I've just said an outrageous thing there.
Oh, no.
I don't like Sting very much.
All periods of Sting?
Yeah, I liked Surfer Sting the best.
Why is that?
Because he was a good WCW champion, War Games and all that. Sting okay, Squadron. Yeah. You didn't think I was going to give a real answer. You thought I was going to go, because he was colourful.
Because he just didn't wrestle in Japan. Anyway, enough of that. In third place, disappointingly, the current season of The Apprentice.
No way.
You can tell not a lot of people are watching that amazing show.
Oh, I need to apologise to everybody. I ruined the Bake Off Final Four on the Pitches video this week.
I saw that.
I had no idea.
Was it the final?
It was shown in America. It was the final. I didn't say who won, but I did say who didn't win. And it airs tonight in America, Friday night. So I do apologise to the droves of people who tweeted me with their outrage. I didn't know it was aired in America.
Is that why the hits have been down? big Bake Off wrestling contingent. I know that the gays got together. Though,
the baseball was on. Let's not take into account the Bake Off baseball. I don't know. I'm not talking about. Sorry. No, it was my fault.
Jack's right trice. 34%.
Yeah.
All right. Pat's
more of our audience watch us than Bake Off. Yeah.
Pax Exploding Chair, 59%. Of course. It's an easy one, that, isn't it?
So. Yeah, it was a good one.
Well done.
It was a good one.
Thank you.
And it was a banger.
So. It was a banger.
Thank you.
Yes, it was.
So, as the winner of last week...
Wow, what a great podcast.
I thought you guys liked it. So, as the winner of last week's Hall of Fame, Brother Love Pop, what is your pick this week?
I've been sitting on this one for a few weeks now. A few weeks ago, I went to the Toby Carvery All You Can Eat Breakfast. So my nomination this week is the Toby Carvery All You Can Eat Breakfast. You can go online, search if you want just to see what the full menu has, but the highlights, a Yorkshire pudding for breakfast filled with some sort of breakfast gravy.
Whoa.
Game changer. It's a Toby Carvery Yorkshire as well, so it's like the size of a small baby's head.
You've been watching horror films again.
Might be wider than a baby's head.
Yeah, maybe.
More like a wheel.
A bit more jagged as well.
All right.
That's what they still use in Yorkshire. Come here. Yeah, there
just
we go.
Just dunk a baby in, pull the pastry off.
There you go.
You'll grow up big and strong now.
It's like initiation to be Yorkshire, to be a Yorkshireman.
Dunked in a vat.
Dunked in a pool of batter.
If you can't fit a baby's head in it, it's not a proper Yorkshire pudding.
He'll be balling for Village by the time he's 16, him.
Coming down the mines the next year.
So Toby Carvery is the choice there.
Yeah, you get obviously all your big hits from all you can eat English breakfast thing. Different types of eggs. I don't have to go through it all. Just the Yorkshire pudding was the...
I wonder how long you go with
the
that.
The difference, mate. You got your... Yeah.
Go on, what else?
You got your scrambled eggs, your fried eggs, you've got your teas and your coffees, you've got your orange juices and a big thing of milk, you've got your sausages.
Big thing of milk.
You've got your hash brown bacon thing, you've got rashes
of
bacon.
It's the end of the world.
We didn't start the fire.
But Toby Carvery breakfast. And it was all for the poultry fee. No pun intended.
Oh, God.
I don't know why. Okay.
You just added that, didn't you? That's the whole reason for this joke.
No, it's not. It only costs like £4.75. It was either £3.75 or £4.75. Amazing value for money. Toby Carvery.
Poultry fee. How dare you?
Back at, mine's quite a short one, so I'll just supplement Ross's a little bit here.
Oh, go on then.
Back at What Culture, our friend Michael Potts, who now I believe works for the Radio Times down in London, he found a Twitter account called Toby Quest, where a man chronicled his journey of like visiting every Toby Carvery in the UK. And there's a lot. And he just put a picture up on his website. It was amazing.
Being here, reviewing it. Food tasted the same.
Excellent service. Went back for seconds. Like sometimes little details like that. But sometimes he talked about like how busy it was in there if there'd been an event on or something. And he'd go around with his mate Roger, and then he'd get Roger to take a picture of him outside, but the pictures were often a bit crap. We were like, Roger's a bit crap. And then we looked on his bio and it was like, apologies if the pictures are sometimes bad. Even he makes Roger take them. He's like, even though Roger is medically blind, we were like, why is he making Roger take the photos? Take a selfie, man. I can't remember the actual bloke's name. Toby Quest.
Is that story your pick for this week's Hall of
Fame?
Blind Roger.
I know. I had one, but then I changed my mind because I thought I had a non-wrestling one. I thought I'm going to bring it back to the old school and do a wrestling related one this week.
What?
I know. Well, I went to my cousin's wedding last weekend, and originally I was going to nominate my own granddad, which I thought was a bit... You can't really... That's a bit favouritist. But he...
No, don't bring dishonour to the Hall of Fame when you write bicep.
Just thought that... I just heard that in his youth, my granddad was quite the singer. And then he got up, did a bit of karaoke at the wedding. And
what did he sing?
He sang My Way.
Three songs. Very close. New York, New York.
Yeah.
Bit of Frank.
Typical granddad.
He was great as well. He was good. Rhinestone Cowboy. And Great Balls of Fire.
Oh.
Yeah, he's good. He was
man
good.
Of culture.
Big Al. But I'm not going to nominate my own granddad because that's a bit... Yeah, just a bit. Well, he nominated his jeans once, but...
Twice.
I'll go instead for... Thanks to Reddit, and we've already mentioned it earlier on this podcast already, but William Regal shouting War Games. So good. That little compilation on Squared Circle is so funny because everyone's a little bit different, but they're all really good. It's like, the first one's like, War Games! Because that was the first time they announced it. Then the next one, War Games! And then the next one's a bit, War Games! It's so good.
Can't wait for 20 years' time.
War.
The compilation's a bit further on.
He's so good. So mine's William Regal shouting War Games.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, in honor of ICW having their Fear and Loathing Weekender,
yes.
SW3, which I'm not going to because I thought it was in December, moved it in November, the bastards. I am going to nominate my favourite drink, and I know it's all yours as well, Bucky.
Buckfast.
Absolutely. Oh, Buckfast.
I've had one bottle in my lifetime, and it was, I don't know if the myth about the numbers on the bottom's true. Do you know about this? The lower the number, the more strong it is or something, or the
I think
thinner,
I've heard that.
Yeah, something like that. But I had a number two bottle, and it was, oof, is that me? West, it did.
Ah. Because I've never gone, you know what, this is a weak bit of Buckfast. Because I always go, we can have your Buckfast with, and we're like, look, 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 look. So I'm like, that, as nature intended, it is medicinal, as I said, and I felt very nice afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Tonic wine, officially, I think.
I can't even remember if I've ever had one.
You'd remember.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like anything else.
Nah.
I've had a brown ale once.
It's not like that.
It's a good guess.
No, it's full, so it's like tonic, it's wine.
Tonic wine,
yeah.
I think it is.
Right. Tonic wine.
It's sort of like fizzy medicine, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, it says on it medicinal, and then it, clear writing will not make you feel good in that way.
Yeah, I've never been in a pub and thought, you know what I want, or in a supermarket or whatever. I don't think I've ever had it.
I think I made the ICP have a shot when I went to
a shot of Buckfast.
Filthies. Yeah.
Why have you done this? Oh, because ICW is Scottish.
Yes.
Right. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. I got it.
That's it.
Got you.
That's very very tenuous, but I'm not really paying much attention.
That's the initiation
product.
To be Scottish, isn't it? Just a swig of that when you're born.
Dunked in a vat of that.
This is like, I'm thinking I'm being all nice and sweet, but I'm pretty much just doing what he was doing with the Yorkshire puddings and the baby's head. Yeah, Scottish people drink Buckfast.
Might as well have nominated Iron Brew and heroin. No, I don't think. I'm not sure about that one.
Ooh, not together.
Ooh. Take the edge off.
Amateur.
Bit of heroin.
These are your picks for this week's Hall of Fame.
Oh, my God.
And we'll be more prestigious than us dressed up to the nines. We have Toby Carvery, the breakfast, or was it?
All you can eat breakfast. The difference is, just to sell this a bit more. You know when you're going for it.
Yeah,
you know
just talk more about
you know when you're going for the dinner, how you gonna, when you go back for seconds, you can't get more meat. This all you can eat breakfast is literally all you can eat.
You can
but do they have
more.
The meats?
You can get all the meats. Not the meats aren't there.
Oh, okay.
Because it's breakfast. You know, pork for breakfast, do you?
No, well,
you're Toby Carvery,
like,
I imagine.
Not like a joint of pork.
I'm assuming you got your sausage, bacon.
Oh, you got all them meats, yeah. Hash with bacon bits in or something.
Oh, right.
Oh, so the meats, but not the meat. I
not, not the joints.
Right, fair enough. Hey.
Meat every day.
William Regal shouting War Games to announce a War Games match.
Or your granddad.
Not my granddad.
Or your granddad singing War
not
Games.
Al. Not Al.
Not no, Big Al. No, not Big Al. And Buggy.
Right.
To show your support to Captain America and Scotland. And you can, of course, go to...
Patreon.com/cultaholic.
This is This Week in the Wrestling! It's this bloody week in the wrestling!
Ha! Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This week, actually, before that, you scared the hell out of me on Twitter because I can see it now. He's putting a bit of the yellow on you. Yeah. Do you see it? He took a photo with his.
Before and after.
And after. Huge black spot here. So I thought he'd been punched. It looks so weird. Someone typed me in going, hey, make a meme. I'm like, oh my God, Jack, you all right? Like, no, it's just very cool.
Someone made me like the losing screen on Street Fighter. That was very, very funny. Yeah.
It was funny after I realized you weren't actually.
Yeah, heavily beaten.
It's not funny if you actually beat up.
No.
Anyway. This week in wrestling, SmackDown.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, go on.
Scientific empirical evidence that Jen did actually sing it on my Twitter, by the way. It's not me. It's Jen. There's footage of it. It's on my Twitter.
Do people actually think that you were doing it?
I know. It's horrible.
Did they?
Yeah, they think I'm that talented to do that good of a Scottish accent. The authentic Scottish accent.
They've heard your accent.
I know.
And these impressions are gone, mate, if you shut your eyes.
I don't get much further than Okaidanu.
It's not as disturbing as Jen's Essex accent.
That's like she's been possessed by a different
person.
Have you
heard her do that? No. Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh.
So, all right, sorry, but like more, better. It's weird.
And we know bad accents in this
podcast. Yeah, she's got, it's good. It's accurate.
The
but
two
it's
things
scary.
We know, wrestling and awful, awful passion wrestling. Number one, Brock beats up Dominic again backstage on SmackDown. Stop bringing him to work, Ray says here.
Yeah.
Brock F5's Kane onto Dominic. Nice soft landing there. And as we now know, Kane is not tough and strong and got no measure of revenge at all.
Yeah, I thought I'd include that because we've already seen, obviously, the payoff, which was nothing.
Yeah, Brock beat him up.
And then he
pinned
him. Yeah. Oh, he submitted him. But still.
Submitted him.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, that was a hell of a segment, actually.
It was a good segment.
This is the best Brock in it, when he just throws people around like they're not people.
Yeah.
Like they're sacks of potatoes.
From a Toby Carvery.
You can take all of the pain.
Mm.
You go back for more.
Yeah, he does as well. He goes back for seconds and thirds.
Rest of the show was pretty rubbish, but...
It was quite uneventful, wasn't it?
Sami Zayn tries to get Daniel Bryan to join him and Nakamura, but Bryan refuses. This was lovely.
Yeah, it was good.
This was storyline orientated, personalities thrown in. Because it made you wonder, if you are the demographic that has been watching wrestling and has stopped watching wrestling because they moved from Fox to Fox Sports 1, I believe.
FS1, yeah.
FS1.
For
1 week only. Well, not everyone... I was under the impression, because I don't know about American TV, that was like a simple thing of, okay, there it is, switched over. No, it's on a different package.
Is it?
So lots of people can't get it. So 800,000 people who watched SmackDown last week didn't watch this one. And I did think, well, why would they be? When literally all the shows to push this almost non-canon show.
Yeah.
But this was the one storyline-based thing that was on the show, so I liked it.
Sammy's not going over there, so...
Yeah,
maybe.
And three, Roman, Ali, and Shorty G. Ali G, if they teamed up.
Oh!
Beat Corbin, Nakamura, and Cesaro. Ali getting the 450 for the win. Quite surprising that the Faces won. No tension built for the Saudi match. Well said.
And then the Faces won again.
Yeah.
I just didn't understand.
Because it's Hogan versus Flair. Apparently, the way of Hogan versus Flair is Hogan beats Flair every time.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apart from... In all the ones that Ross mentioned,
The 13 times the Flair's beaten them.
Ross actually got the starts
out. Oh, did you do one of them?
I don't know.
It's all house shows and
everything.
We didn't
know where these matches came from.
No, it's... Let's see, there was one episode of Raw Nitro 96, which was also coincidentally when they were doing the billionaire Ted's War Room, when they're making jokes that Hogan never loses. So, coincidentally, 2 weeks, Hogan lost to Flair, and then Arn Anderson on Nitro cleans a whistle. I'm like, nothing to do with that whatsoever. Yeah. No. Then there was Uncensored 99.
That was the last one. That's the most
that's
recent
right.
one.
Yeah. And then there's... that's the most recent one. And there's a few like count out DQ ones. Or,
yeah, it was like Hogan
didn't get pinned. But they're two ones.
According to the website I always get my stats from, it was like Hogan 63 wins, but Flair's got 13 somewhere. Yes.
Yeah.
Tongue twister.
But you know, if Hogan says it, it must be true.
Yes.
Okay. And then Raw happened. Asuka and Kairi turn on Paige. And this was weird because on one half it was nice that they went, oh, that's a bit of continuity. Paige is kind of with them, remember?
Paige,
she wheeled out, watch my film, then wheel back out again. And then she was like, hi guys, it's Kabuki Warrior, yeah. And they were like, oh, random Japanese, spit, miss. Yeah. I'm like, where did that come from? There's no storyline, there's no basis, it's just we're evil now. Sorry, Hen, spit.
I'd forgotten that Paige was their manager. She hasn't been seen with them for weeks.
Maybe they were annoyed because she's a rubbish manager.
Maybe they were annoyed because Paige shot on Seth Rollins on backstage. It was fantastic.
Whoa, what happened?
She was like, Seth, that burn it down thing. Like, you try hard, basically. Just stop it, shut up, man. It was fantastic. Go and see the clip. Oh. Paige just doesn't like
you
Rollins.
You mean WWE has another show on the same week they've got another part? Yeah, I'll definitely be sure to run out and watch that. Anyway, Becky Lynch comes out and then beats Kairi in a very good singles match.
Yeah,
but you've got to wonder why the hell they did this when they've just established these two as a big, strong...
I guess
tag team title champion, and how Becky Lynch immediately beat one of them in a singles match.
It was competitive.
Whatever. Why am I even overthinking?
They must be like Leicester City 15-16 season.
Yeah.
Individually, not very good. That doesn't make sense.
But together,
unstoppable.
Yeah. Like Leicester under Ranieri versus Leicester under Craig Shakespeare.
I have no comparison. Ricochet beats Drew McIntyre via DQ because Orton came out and hits a ridiculous RKO. The camera work here was lovely because Randy Orton just evaporated.
His neck bent the wrong way.
How did he do that without dying or like kept breaking his neck?
Yeah.
Did he land on his hands sneakily?
Aren't we supposed to know about wrestling?
Has he got a really strong neck?
He's got that Rob Van Dam gene.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, lovely RKO there. So there's something there going to the Saudi match. Seth Rollins beats Eric Rowan in a Falls Count Anywhere match, pinning him with a forklift backstage.
Right. So,
go on.
There was a really, really funny and good backstage brawl in AEW last week. Really good. I really enjoyed that one. Jericho's lads against Cody's lads. So,
oh, you stole my lap.
Did they do this to?
Sorry.
So they did this one, and then. It felt so like staged and sterile. Like, there was loads of security holding the fans back and stuff. He threw him into the pre-prepared merch area, and I just
see the fans back from attacking Seth.
Yeah,
call me fickle, will you?
It just wasn't that inspiring.
I don't get how this was supposed to build any hype towards the Fiend match
because it's also Falls Count Anywhere. Whoa.
Yeah, but there wasn't any. If they'd had a forklift in Saudi Arabia, it'd be like, on Raw, Seth showed that he's got his degree in using a forklift and knows how to use it, but there wasn't any.
No.
I thought there is a popular forklift community in Saudi Arabia. maybe someone can hit me up on that.
Forklift community?
You know. So I was like, aha, he had a forklift. That proves he could beat the Fiend. Hey, what are you on about? if he sneak attacked, he's doing his entrance, he just rams him. That didn't happen. Divorce court.
Single arm DDT.
Lana calls Rusev a sex addict. And Rusev replies, well, look at her. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was when everyone was going to be like, we're getting Rusev's son. But no one did. Everyone went, what?
No, everyone did. When Lana was going, Rusev likes sex in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, in the locker room, doctor's office, that's what they say, not the dentist things. The crowd would go, hey!
Yeah. I'll let you just do a list and you just go on. And on
I'm trying to remember. I sang them all.
Gravy,
the WrestleMania.
I was going to say, she's like the Toby Carvery of sex.
Rusev Gantz back
for
lucky
seconds. Lucky man. Oh. We're the demographic. We're the ones that Vince thought they'll cheer that. Oh, yeah. I'm disappointed in myself.
Even with all the sex you can carry, still accuses him of cheating on her. What?
Yeah, because...
Lana accused Rusev of cheating on her.
How do you know? Man, Lashley told me.
But like Lana's sick of having sex, so she goes and has sex with Bobby Lashley.
Oh, but he also takes her to nice restaurants and that.
But he also has a lot of sex with
her.
Can you think of any nice restaurants you would have taken her to?
Toby Carvery.
Could you imagine Bobby Lashley at Toby Carvery? He would have.
But what is so good about that? Look at the size of Yorkshire puddings, love. You can fit baby head in there. Rammed your accent. Lashley wins.
Who was that supposed to be?
With a horrible Russian accent. But she's not doing it. Hello, my name's Lana. And then immediately went to a normal
She's not doing
accent.
It for years. She says, the only word she says Rusev. In the accent is Rusev.
Rusev. Rusev, y'all.
Yeah.
Lashley and Rusev fight after Lana helps out and they totally get it on over Rusev's prone body. I have no idea what this was. It's like watching a David Lynch film.
Who thought of that shot to close the show? Who woke up on Monday morning and thought, you know, it'll be a good idea.
Vince McMahon thought of that.
Rusev's prone, lifeless body and his actual wife necking on with another man, straddling him.
I saw this on a Renaissance Peyton once. We'll do it on Raw. So yeah, that happened.
But I thought Lana and Rusev did very. The concept of the segment was garbage, as this entire feud is. But Lana and Rusev's acting was top draw.
They're good, aren't they?
The facials were sensational. Insert obvious joke there. But I mean, like, Rusev's shock reaction. Lana believed everywhere. I really enjoyed the performances. It's garbage.
They did what they could with what they had. Then something happened on Twitter. It was a crazy day. I can't actually remember which one. I think it was Tuesday. So this would have been when I watched Raw. ACH, which you haven't mentioned.
Oh, John Miles, sorry. Yeah, we didn't mention that.
Yeah, we haven't, have we?
I don't want to touch that with a barge pole.
Oh, okay.
I'm scared to say anything on either side of the argument. Really scared.
I'll say it.
Oh, God.
Really insensitive T-shirt. Should never have seen the light of day.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. And then he went a bit too far, I guess, and then apologised for it. So
yeah.
He could have dealt with it in a different manner, but then again, I can't relate to his situation, being white.
Yeah. So, you've summed it up really well there, to be fair.
Wow, that was beautiful,
Yeah, well done. Well, yeah, that was easy.
We are Three White Guy Podcast. Let us tell you what
I know,
think.
That's why I was
We are the only Three White Guy Podcast in the world. The only one.
That's right. None more white than this. So, yeah, go ACH. One Piece forever. Love you. Get all the money. Also funny to see people in WWE referring to the people, their bosses or whatever, as Triple H and Road Dogg.
Oh yeah,
private emails.
Road Dogg thought it was a good T-shirt. Oh, he liked the colour. He liked the grey one.
Oh, that
was
it.
Road Dogg liked the grey one. But see what you think.
But he didn't know. I wish he would have called somebody.
Yeah,
that's what we're here for, Matthew. That's the content.
Thank you. AEW, Moxie versus Omega will be unsanctioned, meaning it won't count on their win-loss records, and also Tony Khan making his debut.
Right. Yeah.
I had to think very carefully.
Very thin door.
I didn't call him Tony Carvery.
Toby Carvery. Tony Carvery.
Say Tony Carvery, Matthew. Tony Carvery. Later, Moxie comes out and drops Avalon, making him the biggest babyface in the whole company, before promising to unleash loads of violence on their boy, Kenny Omega.
I like how he's like, your boy. Because I know that a lot of people are unhappy about it not counting towards the win-loss records.
Are they?
Yeah,
I don't see what's the point then. Why are they going to kill each other? I know it's a blood feud and whatnot, but if it's not going to better them in any way by winning, what's the point?
I thought it was that they decided that it's going to be too out of control and violent. They can't
Someone's
possibly
get
sanction
injured, yeah.
it. Yeah,
I think AW. I know where they're going with making wins and losses important, but there's no physical way of making that work every single week, and they've got this all plotted out. Like,
it's going to be interesting. Is it going to reset every year?
Well, I think what they're going to do is like what Chikara would do when a Chikara tag team wanted a title shot.
They would
have to win three consecutive matches.
Yeah,
it'll be like that. And always like, aha, you can't get a shot against Omega. Why not? Well, 2 years ago you lost this. And, all right,
but he's 57-14. Like, it's going to get
come on. Hikaru Shida beat the debuting Shana.
Yes. She was really good.
Yeah, she was good.
Yeah, this was a lot better than that bleeding match on Dark. And none of that matters because it's implied that Brandy and Awesome Kong are going to murder the entire division.
Let's talk about this video package.
Go ahead,
please.
Pal.
No, I don't know what to say because I have no idea what was going on.
I've got no idea what to say either. Second week in a row, Brandy's done something he just left going, eh? What?
On Graded, I described it as Twin Peaks-esque, but I've never seen Twin Peaks. Was it Twin Peaks? Can you clarify that for me, please?
No, because Twin Peaks eventually made sense.
We'll see, mate.
I'm interested to see where it's going, because right now, the women's division AEW does need some focus other than...
Yeah.
Look at these women that we've given no packages to.
Yeah.
We've been too busy focusing on the man who eats apples. What a gimmick. And then Jericho and Cody signed
the
contract.
I hope it doesn't go the way it looks like it might go, where Brandy dominates all of the women like a certain McMahon might do and just puts everybody down. I hope it doesn't go that way.
Bark like a dog.
It is looking quite scary.
Well, yeah.
Not that McMahon.
Oh, the Stephanie one.
Stephanie McMahon.
Oh!
Dominates all the women.
I like how your mind went, Vince.
Yeah, Vince, yeah.
Anyway. But whatever. Jericho and Cody signed the contract. We had two lovely references here, if you're a big fan of WCW back in the day.
Oh,
bit of a nod to knowing them. So, yeah, Starrcade 93, when Mean Gene is interviewing Flair in the limo to the arena.
Oh, right.
And then
nice.
They showed up, and Jake Hager smashed Goldust's arm.
Need
like
Arn
Anderson smashing Wyndham's arm.
Right.
91.
Okay.
So
I missed that reference, but nice.
Because I'm a sad, lonely nerd who watches way too much wrestling, of course. I'm the target demographic of this segment. But this was very nice, even if you didn't. Jericho dressed up as David S. Pumpkins.
David S. Pumpkins, yes.
How silly that you dress up for a serious thing like that in a ridiculous outfit. And then, Jericho lights a victory cigar, and I swear he was going to go. I love it when a plan comes together, but he didn't. So
Don't mess with John Cena. I'm a bad, bad man.
Adam Pacitti said, don't light cigarettes with lighters because the pepper inside them.
Don't light cigars with lighters.
We've all seen Hellboy, right? That's all I learned from that film.
Oh, is that? I've seen Hellboy years ago. Don't remember that.
It's one bit. Remember, he's him and guy from Arrested Development are talking, and he's like, he's lighting a cigar with a lighter. He's like, don't do that. He goes, don't tell me. No. Use a match.
I see.
It's like, oh, okay. Anyway,
I'm just a bit worried that Hager's gimmick's now just going to be kneeing folk in the bollocks after Bellator and now this.
Yeah, his fight didn't go the way that AEW were perhaps hoping when he got DQ'd. Oh, it was a no contest, wasn't it?
Unless it just gets to, like, someone gets revenge and he just gives all the, like, ah!
it's like annoying geese. Ah! Give me my keys back. And then SCU beat the Lucha Brothers to become the first ever tag team champions.
SCU!
Big shock for me.
Yeah.
Didn't see it coming.
I think they got cut off a bit here.
Read the rest of the note.
The Rock and Roll Express was supposed to present the belts, but they've been taken out by Santana and Ortiz earlier in the night. Okay. And so, as I point out, like everybody else, Ricky Morton was on the show and also Rick and Morty. tie-in. And they didn't put the two together. Resist the urge to put the two together.
What is the invasion of Rick and Morty apart from that one match?
Is it on TNT?
Well, they're just like,
I love after watching that. You were like, you're still on. So that'll swim. Oh, which it's is on the same network, empire, whatever you want to call
it. They kept saying, like, Rick and Morty invasion. Was the invasion just chucking
Halloween
the best friends putting the wigs on?
Yeah, and they had the voice actors doing the announcement.
That was good.
To be fair.
And then, wait. And then Jim Ross did do...
what's
that say? Wubba lubba wub. Who's that? Yeah. So I think, look, it depends on how much you like Rick and Morty. I was like, all right, I think it's all right, but I don't go... dressed up as it and demanding centuries-old sauce being sold at McDonald's or nothing like that. Yeah, the crazy people.
That was crazy.
So I'm sure a lot of people like this. Good for them.
I'm glad it didn't intrude too much on other segments.
And they're keeping the wacky stuff with the wacky wrestlers. Yeah. Chris Jericho would be like, well, Cody, the only thing tougher than me is the next episode of Rick and Morty. You know. So, yeah, there's been a lot worse than that. And they still fit in the gimmick. But who cares about that?
Kenny Omega
as Sans.
What does that mean? Yeah.
Is that all the references up there?
That's right. Wait, where's the button? Beep. That's right.
I had no idea.
Everyone's favourite sexually confused wrestler, Kenny Omega, still representing the confused nerds out there, dressing up as Sans, with a video with the scary New Japan logo and teasing about Kota Ibushi. Was that done for giggles? We'll have to find out because I've heard nothing online, but some people are speculating that this was done not just to... keep Kenny Omega happy with his Undertale references, but also the fact that they may have the Golden Lovers return.
If they have a match against each other and it's all like, you left and you walked out on me, that's Ibushi.
I've been taking care of the kid and you've been gallivanting all the way around the world.
Walk out the door.
Well, who's the kid? Is the kid the G1 Climax trophy? He's got that at the minute.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, don't think too much of this. All right.
Sorry for making that literal.
The Sans Undertale plushie. Look at him. Doesn't even know his own father.
Then Omega's like, I've been working hard, earning money to keep this family afloat. And she's like, Kota's like, you think raising this G1 Climax is not a job?
Yeah.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah. I have to land on my head from 9 to 5.
I've been doing spike bumps.
I haven't even seen the inside of Toby Carvery. You said to
that's how they reconcile with each other.
Tokyo Carvery.
Look, I got you this. What is it? It better be bigger than a baby's. It is!
A candle Yorkshire pudding with Kota Ibushi and Kenny Omega. What a segment that would be.
It's like Lady the Tramp. How many Yorkshire pudding needed?
Just crumbs everywhere falling down.
Start to that end. That gravy everywhere. It's a guy playing Megalovania in the background. Anyway. SCU beat the Lucha Brothers. Who cared about this? after the discussion we just had, it was good, but you felt that they had to be like, all right, hurry up, lads. We've overrun slightly. But it was still good. Nice SCU to win, I guess. I thought Lucha Brothers were going to be the big old tag team because they're by far the biggest tag team on the show.
Mm-hmm. That was the just first loss in 2-on-2 action, as far as I could see.
Yeah. But yeah, I liked it. Mm. I thought NXT... Well, what's next, NXT? Better overall, though. The women's division is falling apart.
I've realised I've written this like the start of a Star Wars film. The Empire is in turmoil.
This is to set the scene, if you will. Io beats Candice, but Rhea Ripley makes a save afterwards. Then Asuka and Kairi beat Tegan Nox and Dakota Kai. And the babyfaces are jumped by the MMA horsewomen. For that,
the first match was great.
Yeah, it was. And Poppy doing the thing.
Poppy was fantastic.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah,
she's weird.
G She's not weird. There's nothing weird about Kenny Omega dressed up as a particular character. And then the women's tag team title match was probably the best women's tag team title match that WWE have put on since the birth of the titles.
The Elimination Chamber was pretty cool as well, but yeah, probably. As a proper wrestling match, yeah.
Yeah, that was loving that.
Team kick.
Yeah.
She had a good choke slam, didn't she? Big old Tegan.
Mm-hmm. She did.
Did you see that with Kane? What's the other show they do called with Kane and Braxton?
Where are these shows coming from?
I don't know. I always see it just on Twitter. The backdrop, is it? I can't remember what it was called. Kane was on there and Tegan was like live streaming. Video to video. You know what? Skype calling, FaceTime, and that's what it's called. And she was Mark and Oot. And she was like, oh, I like you, Kane. Kane was just like, I want you to make me proud. She's like, yeah, we'll do, Daddy Kane.
Oh, my God.
All right.
It was lovely.
By the time we get the next segment, there'll be another WWE show this week. Then it all kicks off. Various people run out. And then Regal decides to go and be decided in...
War Games!
That's right. Shayna Baszler, Marina Shafir, Jasmine Duke, Bianca Belair.
I've just put like...
Some of the names that I can't pronounce.
I've just put like what the teams are looking like they're going
to
be.
And some of the women, plus someone yet to be named.
Right, can I just do it, please?
Yeah, go on, you do, man.
Okay, so it looks as though that's going to be... Shayna Baszler, Marina Shafir, Jessamyn Duke, and Bianca Belair, and Io Shirai on the heel team versus Candice, Rhea, Dakota, Tegan, and Mystery. One vacancy left to be filled. Mm. Could it be Toni Storm? Could it be Viper? Piper Niven? Who knows? Tune in next week to find out.
Thank you. Then Cameron Grimes beat Tyler Bate in a very good PWG style match.
Yes.
Then Killian Dane beat up Tyler some more. Said him to be there because he wasn't happy with him laughing at him last week.
And to send a message to Pete Dunne.
Ha ha. Not laughing
at him. Like, it was like he was beating up Pete Dunne's son. He's like, aye, you're laughing at me now.
All right, Dominic Dunne. Undisputed Era beat Riddle and Keith Lee in another great match.
Great match.
After the match, Ciampa makes a save and say, Daddy's going to war. Probably done this bit, haven't we?
Yes, I've mentioned. Yeah.
And then presumably the Undisputed Era and Balor versus Ciampa.
Can I just do that, please, as well? Why are you skipping?
We have to get all the names out.
People are watching this. It's not just us talking.
Not, okay.
No, I just want
go
to say
on,
that.
Do
just
thing,
want to
do make,
no, sorry, I'm
do
sorry.
Think, sorry.
I feel like a dick now for saying that. I'm sorry. Presumably Undisputed Era versus Ciampa, Lee, Riddle, Gargano, and one more baby face. But who knows who it'll be?
Did you see Balor's little speech?
Yes.
Heard it the first time I saw it, and I felt very stupid afterwards because I thought it was a great speech because they very ended it with so many people here who too much focusing on watching wrestling.
Yeah.
You're Johnny Wrestling, we're done with you, and that's why you'll be Johnny Watches Wrestling, how it should be. And I thought that's a good line.
Yeah, that's good.
I completely missed what he was saying at the start where he goes, well, I've been around it because I had to put over the hottest act just because he's got a new mask.
Oh.
I'm like, what? Oh no, worky shooty worky. Oh, my least favorite language.
And in the tag match, Riddle hit a jackhammer and a spear. Ha ha ha. Just liked it.
Ha ha. I hope they do it at the Survivor Series.
Riddle and Goldberg.
And I hope Riddle just goes into business for himself just to see what will happen. I don't actually hurt. Nah, that Bill get hurt.
No, you know what? That sounds great. I hope that.
Does Goldberg actually think he's harder than Matt Riddle in real life?
I reckon he probably does.
Oh, no.
But no, because he's I met him. He's a really nice man.
Oh, yeah,
really
of course
nice,
he did.
Humble man.
Yeah.
I watched Goldberg give Joe Hendry a lovely speech for like 10 minutes. It felt like 10 minutes anyway. It was wonderful. I was getting emotional watching it. But maybe he does think he's hard. You would presume so.
Well, if you're Goldberg, yeah.
Yeah, if you're Goldberg, age doesn't matter, does it?
Favourite Goldberg story was, actually, if he witnessed this, they were just chilling before the show started in WCW, and then Evan Courageous was there, about a three count. And then Goldberg was there, went around, and he was like, Goldberg had his hand down his pants, was giving it the good old scratch.
Giving it the business.
And then saw Evan was like, oh, hey, man. And you know, check his hand out, rest his bike. Then went, I'm going to shake your hand. You better roll your balls over it. And then Goldberg got his face like, you want to shake my hand? You shake my hand? And I was like, no. And he like pushed him over the guardrail and attacked him. And then Goldberg left all angry. And everyone was like, you saw that, right? You saw me. And I'd be like, we didn't see anything.
Oh my God. We didn't see nothing.
Nothing, Your Honor. Wow. We love working here.
Bloody hell.
What would you have done in that situation? I'd been, yeah, dude.
Hello? Sorry, Goldberg, I got to tell you. Elsewhere, Sami Callihan is now the Impact World Champion.
Yes, it's probably going to lead to Sami versus Tessa.
That's right, because Sami Callihan's always going to be wrestling women for some reason. David Starr is now OTT Champion after a consensus Match of the Year contender. God, Irish Twitter love this match.
Mm.
And they were not that pleased when... it's kind of a double turn. They went, a lot of people saw it live and was like, oh my God, one of the best matches I've ever seen.
You were talking about this.
And then they went on Twitter... sorry, not as well. When the pivot chair to watch on OTT's pivot chair, apparently the commentators are like, the crowd here, full of incels and tans. Just insulting the hell out of the crowd and cheering.
For cheering
Devlin.
For cheering Star, which I thought the story was meant to get you to cheer Star. thought that's what was going on. It was ambiguous. It was weird. But
Jericho was like, I love it when a plan falls apart. Like, yeah. That was just funny because they're all going, what? Are you like, oh, whatever.
And Devon has left OTT like Charlie Brown, like all sad. But is it real or is it not?
Charlie Brown's real.
Yeah, fair enough.
Not what you're
asking. Is Devlin's departure from OTT real? Okay, it is. Oh.
I was just nodding like, yeah, I thought it was... I like Charlie Brown.
Is Jordan Devlin... Matthew, have you heard if Jordan Devlin's actually left or not?
I have heard that he's left or not.
Okay, thank you. Ross?
Are they affiliated, are they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown?
Oh, my God.
Okay, enough of this, sorry. I think that's all the wrestling in the world that's happened that I care about. I'm done with it.
Power!
Power!
Oh, that's right. That nice lad. Oh, no, don't forget his name.
Charlie Brown.
Yeah, Charlie Brown was on Anyway Power, and he said, you talk too much, and then killed my mentions. Apparently, Anyway Power
was
getting
Ricky
popular
Starks?
In the UK. It was Ricky... Yes.
I don't know if it was or not. I'm just... He was
someone confirm, on the show. I confirm it was Ricky Starks. I don't know if it wasn't his name.
Good. Cool.
Anything else, lads? Going once, going twice. No more wrestling.
Let's have a rummage in our mail bags.
Now it's time for everyone's favourite segment, the mailbag. Hello there, you damn dirty diddlers.
Excellent start. Brilliant start. Excellent start.
I love saying diddler on this show. With AEW signing Anthony Ogogo this week, a man who I'd only really seen on Strictly Come Dancing. What?
He's done everything. Strictly Come Dancing, ITV's hit diving show Splash.
I remember that.
Celebrity Big Brother's Celebrity Hijack, whatever it was called, back in like 2008 or something he was on.
Wow, my mum's going to love AEW.
Yeah.
With AEW signing in,
he's on Straight to Hell this weekend. I just don't know that information off the top of my head. That came off.
And your Gogo was on.
Yeah, he's on Straight to Hell. Yeah, yeah.
He's been a big fan of me for years.
That's nice. Well, I was ended up in a wormhole on YouTube and rabbit hole, not wormhole.
Okay.
All kinds of holes on YouTube.
Right.
And stumbled upon Jericho on Dancing with the Stars. Hopefully a dance battle for the AEW Championship is coming. Oh, that's probably likely, isn't it? And it got me thinking, what wrestler would you most want to see on Strictly? Okay. For me, there's two answers. Karen Noir for actual dancing and Nick Gage just to see him in sparkles. Love your stuff. All the best. Drew.
Thanks, Drew.
What a great question.
Great Carly.
Great podcast. Great Carly.
Great Carly. Straight away. Were those legs of his?
It would be really... I'd feel for his partner. She'd have to really carry the... Not literally. She'd have to... It'd be like wrestling a broom or whatever.
Yeah. A forklift and Great Carly.
Doing the cha-cha-cha. Beep.
Guy's trying to drift on a...
Fandango. He'd really go for it, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be allowed on like pre-watershed, that.
Yeah.
Fandango. Do you see him this week?
Saw all of
them. What was he dressed as this week?
It's gone from the top of my
dreams.
Head.
Yes.
What was it again? I've just completely forgotten.
Can't remember.
It was something quite raunchy, wasn't it? It
wasn't even on the show, was he?
They were.
I just saw the NXT on Twitter.
So there were pilots, then there were.
No, the men at work, then there were pilots.
Men at work, then there were pilots.
It was like a scene, and there were just like the silhouettes were in the fog. I've completely forgotten.
I've forgotten as well.
God almighty, mate.
Don't think they were there.
They weren't on this one.
They would have been on the This Week in Wrestling.
I think it was from
it's
a
like
house show.
Like Encyclopedia at this point.
I think it was from like a house show or something, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't... Yeah, because they did Halloween...
They did a Halloween Battle Royal thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were they dressed as?
I've actually seen that.
Tegan Knox was Kane.
I saw Rhea Ripley as Triple H.
Yeah.
I saw...
Shane Thorne as China.
Yeah. Darth Baze...
Ripping off Andy Bowen's...
Darth Baszler made Tegan Knox chokeslam herself with the Force. It was good.
Killing the business.
No.
Boo, Outlaw, Mudrick, whatever.
So, Pat. Jasmine Duke
Connett.
Is...
Connett.
Jasmine Duke is Matt Riddle. Almost nailed the entrance, but not quite.
With the shoes?
Yeah.
That's hard to do. Matt Riddle, I think, would be good for Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah?
I've got nothing to add to this.
Fair enough.
I can't even think of anything funny. He's already stolen Nick Gage.
Yeah, he has.
And what song will you be dancing to, Nick Gage? Metallica! Boom the bell. Comes in through the crowd. And he's all finished. Nick Gage.
He jumps off the balcony. Through the judges' table.
All the women are
here. Everyone's like,
yeah. I love Nick Gage. Any other fancies for that?
I've had mine. Great colleague.
Fandango.
Yeah. All right.
What? Number two, hey diddle dudes.
Diddle dudes is great.
The variations of diddler. Have you ever shown significant other wrestling, and how do they react to it? I did once, and it was Elimination Chamber 27.
This is less for our answers and more for the question, right?
Okay.
Have you ever shown a significant other wrestling? Sorry, carry on.
Okay, and I did once, and it was Elimination Chamber 2017,
and this was her legit reaction. Becky Lynch versus Mickie James. And I'm quoting here, in case it's offensive. The Mad Irish women remind me of your mum. I hope she gets her head kicked in. And when Bray won the chamber match, he called him Fat Rob Zombie. Good. Anyway, we broke up not long after.
Broke up? God. Oh.
If not specifically someone you went out with, have you ever heard anyone give a funny take on wrestling who wasn't a fan? Cheers. Liam from the bottom of the barrel. Oh, I've been there. So, that's a good one. A significant other. Not really.
Oh, you said if
I
not.
I don't want to make things awkward.
Like, Wallace was a fan of wrestling anyway. That's how I met her.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Yeah. That's quite fortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, you said if not, there was another question if you've never shown a significant other wrestling, which was a weird take.
Oh, yeah. Not significant other. I was going to preface this, but coincidentally this week, my dad showed me, I said, because you know, dad's on Facebook. I hope they're all the same, because my dad certainly is. Anything he sees, he'll just send us, whether it's like a funny dog video.
But
cheese,
dad does this a
lot. Or like Rush playing in 96 or whatever. And then it's like, out of nowhere, I click on my, like, oh, whatever. Thank God for the thumbs up reaction. And it's Superhuman.
Oh, what?
I went, Dad, how do you know Superhuman? He goes, do you know him? I'm like, yeah, he's a wrestler. And he went, he's a wrestler. And he went, lad, he lost to a microwave.
Oh, that was horrible, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christ. He did get a lot of retweets on that, though. I was on look the other day. Oof.
Yeah.
Worth it for killing your back on a microwave?
Every retweet, you get a shiny penny. So you probably buy it under the microwave. So that's it. Significant others in wrestling, not really. We'll watch it with mates as a group thing. And obviously, like, if your mate's there, his lass is there.
Yeah.
And it would always be that one lass that would go, all right, so if he's the champion, yeah, and he's a baddie, yeah, and he retains if it's a DQ, yeah. Why, as soon as the bell starts, did you just get a DQ? You don't understand the pride, the fight, the honour.
The winner's purse, of course.
And then the match would end with the guy losing and going, ah, nuts to this, and hit him with a chair. Retain via TQ, and she'd be like, she's like, how many hours of watch? How many years of wrestling have you watched? Like, can you go away, please?
When I was like 16, my first proper like girlfriend, I once, this isn't quite the same. I didn't show it. I deliberately hid it from her that I liked wrestling, because obviously, why would you tell a girl, especially when you're 16, you don't tell a girl that you like wrestling. So I was around hers once and we were watching something on TV and she fell asleep. And I knew it was when I was just getting back into it because of the pipe bomb and everything. And I knew that whenever it was a Night of Champions, when did Punk wrestle Triple H? And then Triple H beat
him. Champions.
And at the time, I hadn't really followed wrestling since I was a kid. So I was like, my favorite of all time, Triple H, is wrestling. This new bloke has got me back into it. I need to watch this. And then she fell asleep, and I just sneakily. Well, you'd have to buy it. It wasn't. Don't worry. It wasn't on box office. I just sneakily changed the channel, muted it, and just watched.
Oh, that's how you meant, right?
And well, just every time she like stirred in her sleep, I was just like getting ready to change it onto porn or something less embarrassing. Like just because like, she couldn't have caught me watching.
You had to sneakily. God, how bad's that? You're like, oh, because I was great. Like, because it's almost like forbidden fruit. It's Triple H versus CM Punk.
I was a teenager, like. I'm sure if she actually had woken up and she'd be like, you like wrestling, and nothing bad would have happened. It would just been a bit of ridicule. But in my mind, like, in my 16-year-old mind, I was like, she could never find out of this. And I was just really like, you know what I mean?
It'd be great if she's like, yeah, so I was watching Tanahashi at
I wouldn't know who that was at the time. Yeah. I only worked out last week. Anyway. There's another question or anything?
Oh, okay. Howdy doody, dirty diddlers.
I think Jack's written these himself.
No, I actually haven't. I've just chosen.
Born in the office. Let's come up with it. What can make you sound like a prawn sandwich trying to say in the podcast? I recently attended a show where I was sat with a group of people who, in my opinion, made the night. Uh-oh. Basically, a heel has a national anthem as their theme, and the people I was sat with stood up and cheered for the heel. In brackets,
I didn't really get that bit.
I was stood eating hot dogs. Not gonna lie. question is, what do you think of people who attend indie shows and act in such a manner, cheering heels, booing faces? I, for one, always cheer for War Geordie Pack, even though he's a heel. Well, you know. I think if you go to any show and pay for the ticket, you have the right to cheer/boo whoever you like as you're a fan. Loving everything you do, keep the fantastic work. All the best, Ross H. It's an interesting question, this, because, principally, you are supposed to
I included
have
this
because
I was going to think what are your opinions on this.
Because people come in and goes, oh, man, it's hard to cheer. It's hard to boo him, but he's such a good heel. I have to cheer. And you go, well, then boo him, you nana. That's cheers for him. But then every time I've said this, there's always one time where I've done it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Pac, I'm not going to boo him. Again, so I don't care if he's wrestling Jesus Christ himself. I'm going to freaking cheer for Pac.
Yeah.
But then I remember Bad Bones wrestled at Defiant. And I had the Bad Bones shirt on, so I'm like, I'm going to cheer for him. Because
He wasn't that much of a diddler. It was like, he's a bit, yeah, he just looks angry. And he was proper diddler by the main event. So yeah. From, yeah, all right, boo now. Boo now, I've realised I've made a mistake. So, but I think it's one of these things. If you hear people cheering the bad guy and you're annoyed at it, then your reaction should be, well, you better start booing that bad guy.
Yeah, louder than they are.
That's it. Because that's my defence. If you don't like what we're doing, well, you better get louder than me.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
But louder than the other guys, that's why you're at an event. It's a sporting event to me.
I feel like, strangely, the AEW crowd, I would have thought they'd have been the worst for this, but they've actually been pretty good. Like, they booed Jericho. Yeah.
That's what I thought was when I went to the Double or Not, whatever. What was the first one called?
Double or Nothing.
Thank you. Double or Nothing.
With us?
All In. No. The first one.
Oh, you're all in.
Sorry. I'm not good with my gambling terms. that's what I was worried about. It's going to be a giant arena, 10,000 people, whatever. Yeah, but they're indie people. Mm. Those miserable Philly crowd who were just there to have a bad time. And like, no, they're all cheering the same people because they're watching the Young Bucks because of being the elite and all this. And I was like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It has been. Really good. Surprisingly good. I'm surprised. Yeah.
And also, sometimes it could be like, okay, here comes the bad guy. And the bad guy says something really funny. And you're like, boo. Yeah, it's hard to go from, you know. Mm. Anyway, what are your opinions?
I knew you'd have interesting thought. That's why I included his question.
Oh, thank you. Like, yeah. Wasn't very exciting, though, but go
on. I'm sure they pick noise as a good thing. It doesn't really matter what it is.
That's even better point.
There's obviously things you shouldn't say, obviously, but like in terms of booing and cheering, noise is good, so do what you want.
Yeah. Worst noise is silence at a wrestling event.
Yeah.
Unless it's when Bruno lost to Ivan Koloff.
That was there.
Nice.
Front row was.
That's right.
Or when Lesnar beat Taker.
What a reaction.
Yeah, that was a great reaction. Yeah. That was also my reaction, wasn't it?
Well, we're speaking about it because Finn Balor revealed when he turned heel. The call to play his music was just made on the fly because of the silence. They were expecting massive boos. They didn't get it, so they played his music. And me and Tom were saying it would have been way more effective if they just left the music off and just let the silence, especially in Full Sail. Like, it's never quite there, really, is it?
Yeah.
The silence would have been 10 times more effective than just drown out with music.
Sorry, Walter said, like, he doesn't mind going to Progress and have the singy, songy, chanty crowd, but when he was in OTT and he beat
Devlin.
I believe it was Devlin the first time. Yeah, crowds went, oh. And he's like, whoa. That's nice. So, yeah.
That's a good question.
So, silence is the worst thing you can do at a show. There's nothing bad you can do. Not even, you know, chanting Dirty Diddler at Pac at AEW. Cool. Just don't tag us, lads. You can do what you want. They'll be like, Pac's got him up by the wall. He's like, but Ross said it. You snitch as well as a diddler. So those were the questions. If you have any questions, please, please, please send them to
mailbag@cultaholic.com.
Choose. That was the Mega Man intro.
Oh.
Tubes.
Mega Man.
Choose.
Sorry. Ignore that. Anyway.
Why do you think we've played Mega Man? No, we're leaving that in, don't we, Pop?
You went, and I went, oh, Mega Man. I'm like, oh, Tubes. Sorry, I'm right.
Choose.
That's almost the noise he makes when he comes down as well. Enough, this is stupid.
Back
no,
like pre-2007 when he got a bit too
can
much.
We talk about Tubes answering, asking one question and one question only to The Rock? He's like, oh, my question's for Dwayne. And everyone's like, ooh. And he asks The Rock, what do you prefer, acting or wrestling? And everyone's like, whoa. And The Rock goes, like, he gives such a political answer. He's like, I really love making films. I love my career at the minute, but nothing compares to a live audience. And Tubes just goes, so wrestling then.
He used to be so good, Tubes. Yeah. I wish I could make, I could never do it, the noise choke Tubes. Yeah, no, with his cheek. He used to make his cheek wobble. Wish I could do it.
Anyway, that's for all the Soccer AM fans out there.
I mean, Soccer AM was...
It was good
really
back
good at the time.
Back in the day.
Until Max Rushton came, then it all went downhill.
Yeah.
Then Helen Chamberlain lost her marbles a bit. In terms of presenting, not actually losing her marbles.
I like Fixtures Man. He's got a YouTube channel now.
Fixtures Man. Yeah. I can't remember that.
He just did told the fixtures. He was just a bit of a weird guy. worked behind the scenes.
Don't remember that.
No, neither do I. Fixtures,
I remember
man.
Like, Fixtures Man, I'm sure.
I still to this day tell people, like, oh, I've got a gig in...
Maybe it was called something different.
Sheephead?
Yeah, Sheephead was there.
Got a gig in
the
Russia,
Trump,
so
Robbie
Moscow. Every week, and I would laugh every
the
time.
Wrestlers?
The wrestlers, yeah. That was good.
The Naturists, or whatever. Naked people.
Oh, we talked about the same show.
The Naturists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be like once every few months to come out, they'd be like proper naked.
Oh, right, okay. Ali G, Craig what? David. I don't know what I'm doing.
What? No. This is crap. This is complete crap. Please. All right, well.
Maybe he wasn't called Fixtures Man, but anyway, sorry, carry on.
Is it like SMTV Live or something? Anyway.
Wonky donkey.
Hey.
Reese's Pieces. Hey guys, a few Reese's Pieces for you, but it's more general. So just pick your favourite of the following categories. Oh, so not fastest, brain first or whatever. All the best, that's from Massive Tina, Somerset. That's nice that they do the name at the start then. Okay.
Yeah.
So so pick your favourite. First thing comes to mind when I say animal.
Animal? Penguin.
Cat.
Oh, that's a good one. Dog. Comedy series.
The US Office. Is that comedy series?
Yes, oh, yes. Phoenix Knight season one only.
Blackadder. Biscuit.
Chocolate digestive.
I really like a rich tea.
Ginger snap. Month of the year.
December.
One of the summer ones. July.
Probably October.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
for Halloween.
This. Sport to watch.
Soccer.
Football. Soccer.
I always say soccer on videos. People go, how dare you? It's football.
Football.
Soccer. Kick the soccer into the goal.
Mine's association football.
After the friggin' Arsenal-Liverpool match, I'm going to say that as well.
Me and Matthew and Sam, right, after work one day, and James as well, the editor.
Hello, James.
We all would just, should we go to the Hancock we went to? And it was just, we just stumbled across the best game of football ever of the season.
This week?
Yeah. We were there for it.
What a...
I'm sad that Owen didn't go as a Liverpool fan.
Yeah.
There was a group of fans behind us, Arsenal fans, who one of them... Hector Bellerin steps up, right, takes the first penalty for Arsenal. Top corner, top bins. And the guy's like, why is Hector taking the first penalty? And his mates are like, he's just absolutely slaughtered in top corner. Anyway, they're never happy Arsenal fan.
No, they're not, but apparently our man Simon Miller was doing...
Yeah,
he was.
Hey, just the fan TV, not the fan TV thing, but the official.
Apparently, he's a big football fan. I've never once heard him talk about football, but I'm not doubting him.
I can't believe this guy has got something else to be doing with his life. He just doesn't sleep.
I know.
Sport to play.
Squash.
Hmm.
Okay.
I've never played.
Do you enjoy a bit of squash
by yourself?
It's the only you have two at least.
I have a squash question. How do they always avoid running into each other?
You don't.
Oh. It just happens.
Happened.
I've only seen like...
Well, you sort of have to dodge, don't you? I mean, I just boulder people over if they get in my way. You do have to dodge and dive and dick and dump and dive.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good, that.
Basketball. Played it when I was little.
Still play it?
No.
I was going to say mine would have been the soccer, but I don't do it anymore, so...
Oh, okay.
I stopped after... I haven't played it since uni.
Badminton.
Nice.
Like playing tennis... Like, you know what, in bowling where you have the sides on so you can get good at balls. That's what badminton is. Serial killer. That's a freaking new turn.
Okay.
Ted Bundy.
Jack the Ripper.
Wait, any particular reason why Ted's your favourite?
I've just seen a lot of stuff about him recently. That thing with Zac Efron. It's quite good, even though it wasn't true. But, you know, it's just films, isn't it? I don't know. What are you supposed to say there? I don't particularly like Ted Bundy for any reason.
His craft work.
Great work rate. Good promos.
He probably was a good promo, judging by, you know, when he became his own lawyer and whatnot.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that went well for him.
Jack the Ripper, classic.
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 Classic Jack.
Classic Jack. And roaming the streets of Whitechapel or wherever it was, yeah.
That's right, man. Watchable.
Was Whitechapel.
Yeah. And I'm going to go with the guy who went on the dating game.
Oh!
After he killed people. And it's on YouTube as well.
Oh, that is... That's
a dating game.
And he smiles and he's like Willem Dafoe in Wild at Heart. He's like, hey, here's contestant number three. And he's like...
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, Christ. And he's like, unbelievably says it, yes. And this guy was in the middle of killing people. Then And the woman was like, oh, she picked
it. It's like Blind Date, basically.
Yeah, Blind Date.
What, actual serial killer was
it? Yeah, in America, yeah.
It's like, if you were a banana, what type of banana would it be? And he'd be like...
It's really weird. Yeah, it's on YouTube.
And then she picks him. He's like, ah. And then went on a... declined to go on a proper date with him because she's like, he was really creepy.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, lucky. Good one, love.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
It turned out he couldn't handle rejection very well because went out and killed some other people after that. And
Christ.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Name. Yeah.
Someone should make a film out of that.
Yeah.
Netflix. But Zac Efron. Proper serial killer.
No, he doesn't look like Zac Efron. He looks weird. He could be played by Weird Al from what I remember. Actually, did he have long hair?
Yeah. Anyway. Band/musical act.
Oasis.
Green Day.
Faith No More.
That Ashes is a good song, isn't it, Matthew? I could say. We're doing a second take here, boys and girls. The first time I said Ashes was a good song, and it was sincere, but now it's just repeating the same thing. I just want people to know I like music.
I didn't get that joke because there was a song called Ashes to Ashes by Hope No More, and I didn't get the joke.
Oh, was it called Ashes to Ashes? That's the song I meant. I don't really know music.
What's going on upstairs? If you can hear this, apologies, because there's a lot.
It's Mike Patton. Anyway,
it's Bobby Lashley and Lana.
Oh. Mode of transport.
Car.
Car. I thought about that for way too long. Just because, yeah, sometimes car drives are boring if you're on your own, but if it's a big lad's road trip, excellent stuff. Car.
What, wrestlers all around you go, let me tell you the story.
No. They just talk about their workouts and that.
Come sit underneath the learning tree, Jack.
A lot of the time, they complain about other wrestlers. I've learned that's what wrestlers like to do.
Yes, it is. That's what I call the shield to hide behind.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I could criticize me here, mate. That's right. No transport. I'm going to say Megabus because the journey's crap, but God, the story's great afterwards. You'll never believe what happened to this Megabus. Everyone goes, we will believe whatever you tell us. City other than Newcastle?
Dallas, Texas.
Barcelona.
No. Any reason for Dallas, Texas?
I just really liked it. We went there for WrestleMania 32 and it was just nice.
I think I remember you saying, like, I might just not come back. You might just run away.
I really liked it.
Imagine Ross. Just, where's he gone? Going on the plane. Barcelona.
I've been a man now.
Barcelona's got everything you need. Sun. Football. I don't know. It's just a good place.
Yeah. Nice. I'm going to be boring and say Manchester because there's crazy people there. Bands visit there. And that's all I need, really.
Fair enough.
And food. Celebrity named Ross.
Noble.
Kemp.
Oh, that's a good one.
His dad taught me guitar when I was in first school.
What?
And I got knockoff Ross Noble DVDs, which I didn't keep, which I wish I kept. Mr. Noble, he was called. I can't remember what he was called. He looked like he had a big beard and glasses like these and then like an 80s flat top sort of cut. Weird.
Nice.
But I used to give us like flies and stuff for Ross's gigs, but I didn't know at the time being seven that I would have liked Ross Noble. But I
imagine that the band was like, my son's called Ross.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, probably was.
Yeah.
Jack, you say?
Kemp on Gangs.
I'm going to say Ross Kemp on EastEnders.
Yeah.
Two completely different flavours. Yeah, if they were in 2K20, they'd be two different guys.
Yes.
Celebrity named Jack.
Father.
Father Jack.
We're going there.
Stupid podcast.
But seriously, D. Judge I had to D. pick a proper celebrity because I can't think of anyone else.
The lad who played Cook in Skins, right?
I didn't O'Connell.
Like, yeah, Jack O'Connell. I didn't like that series of Skins, but I like him as an actor. Thought he was a good actor. I'll go for Jack O'Connell.
Can't think of a thing, so I'm gonna say Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, yep.
Vintage good. Jack. Loved his handiwork. Celebrity named Matthew.
Richie.
Yeah.
Matt Ritchie, Newcastle winger.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Well, has he got a song?
Left back. I've not been for 2 years.
Okay.
Ashley out.
Aye.
That's going well, isn't it? Anyway.
Matt Baker from Blue Peter. Mm. And now The One Show, but I don't watch The One. Does anyone watch The One Show? Do you watch The One Show?
No. Right. I know the theme tune.
One person watches The One Show.
That's why it's called that.
It's on FS1. Yeah. Celebrity named Matthew. I'm going to go with Matthew Corbett, who was the lad who did Sooty. You finally realise it has no influence on us whatsoever.
Was he the man?
He's still alive, apparently, which is nice.
Did he also write it, or was he just the presenter?
I don't know what he did, but he probably, you know, Alf, the puppet thing. Like literally the show called Alf on TV in America. Apparently, one of the guys there, he was a proper actor, just broke down one day and go, I effing hate this. I hate this puppet. And started attacking it, and I'd be pulled off. Because
the poor
they're like, no, we need him. He's the money maker. Come here. And I think that's what he must have done. Like, what's that, Sooty? Oh, great. And cut. Right. You can walk home.
He landed all right there.
You'd be fine.
Broke his neck like Ricochet. Yeah.
That's it. We'll have the W doctor give him Zed Pack. He'd be fine. And that is all. That are all. All the Reese's Pieces this week.
That are all the Reese's Pieces. God.
It's been a long day. If you have any Reese's Pieces to share with us, please send them to...
mailbag@cultaholic.com.
It's Cultaholic's... Big Question.
And this week's big... Actually, before we get to that, little story. on the day of, it was like one of the greatest days ever for wrestling Twitter in terms of discussion and stuff happening, because the SmackDown ratings decline. David Starr talking about NXT UK people wanting to leave, ACH. And also a wrestler called Cole Radrick, well, I'm going to shout out to now, just a little thing. He did a show where he, I don't say messed up, but he did an elbow drop on the, off a ladder through a table, table no sold, so he just kind of rolled a bit like this. And it was just like that. And it was a good look. Went, oh, that's nice. Oh, there you go. And I messaged him, oh, what show is this and all this? And then the day later he went, yeah, announcement. I didn't want to bring it up, but like after that match, a wrestler pulled a knife on me in the ring and basically told me to do a move and all this. I was like,
is that that that's one?
Him. Yeah, that was after
you
that.
You know him?
After that, the things he did, we did all that. I was like, message him and else he was very shook up by the fact that this wrestler, this veteran, High Isaiah. He was doing Highway Mid-South when I was a Ben. He was still doing the business. He showed up drunk and was like, do this move. I was like, well, I don't even know how to flick. All right, I'll do that move then.
And
we want to announce, everyone knows, and Isaiah, that like the company was like, whoa, we had no idea. We're very sorry that, like, because he wanted to be booked for this and like pass the torch and all this. We had no idea his state of mind. He's not going to be back here. We're very sorry, Cole Radrick. So I'll give him a shout out because that's a hell of a thing to go through.
Yeah, it is. I didn't realize you knew who that was.
Well, I had the podcast going, thank you for taking the time out to reply to me and all this stuff when all this stuff was going on me.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah.
I hadn't heard about the table bump. I'd heard about the knife.
Yeah, but that was it. It's like, oh, that's a great thing. Yeah. At the same time, it's like, oh, that was really horrible. I was like, cool. Well, I got retweeted by that botch idiot.
That's all right.
So anyway, the big question. It's a big. I'll rev up that.
I'll do Tom's. And finalement. He loves saying that.
Oh, my God. What should be next for The Fiend?
Did you just scoff at Tom, your commentary partner?
No, I'm doing an impression of him because he loves doing impressions of me.
Oh, I see.
But I'm not very good. He's good at doing impressions of me.
Do your bit of the System of the Down cover.
You've seen that?
Go on. I've heard about it.
Well, no, we're watching Unforgiven 99 and they've taken Sugar from System of the Down off because they want to pay the money. So I said this to Tom and Tom started singing Sugar.
And I want you to start now.
Indiana goes away. And we synced it up. So he was like, yay.
Nice.
But I think like, that's a bit like self whatever. But Tom's like, no, people are liking it. I'm like, all right.
Have a laugh. People like it.
I don't know why I'd ever try to like second guess Tom because he knows way more than me. I should go, yes, Tom, you are right about everything. He's so great. I love you, Tom. I only steal your best jokes. Big question. What should be next for The Fiend after Crown Jewel?
Get rid of the red lights.
Oh, yes. That's a good. That's point number one.
And that's the end of the podcast.
But also, hold this thing for more than a year, I'd say.
The belt,
yeah. Just decimate everybody. Lesnar, gone.
He should be Braun Strowman in another time. Braun Strowman has a shot for the title.
Brock held it for ages, but like a proper full-time wrestler. When was the last time we had a proper prolonged title reign?
Punk,
yeah.
That's the last.
Covid count?
No, Covid doesn't count.
If Covid doesn't count, then no one.
Yeah, no one.
Oh, AJ Styles.
Styles. That was all right. That was good.
But this belt's red.
Well, and Styles was a babyface as well. And so was Punk. Until he wasn't.
So was The Fiend, didn't he?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Oh, the wacky world of modern wrestling. Right. But it's the thing, now we can have different people step up and you can have an opportunity to be more of a diddler to them so maybe you can start getting booed again.
Have you not noticed that me and Jack aren't saying it anymore?
Why aren't you saying... This is why I'm saying it even more, to make up for it. I am three-quarter diddler. Jesus. Scott Steinemann. Anyway, a two-third diddler. Why aren't you saying diddler?
I was trying to phase it out.
Trying to phase it out, yeah.
The pack thing made me realise it's going to get far.
I had.
And you can't put the genie back in the bottle, pal.
I had phased it out completely, then the pack thing happened and it came back.
Yeah.
Diddler.
Anyway.
That's it. That's the nice thing. Are they going to have Bray Wyatt be on SmackDown and have The Fiend...
They could do that.
They could do that.
That's quite a good shout.
I like that. But they could be like, hi guys, backstage. Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah. Oh no, I'm here to bring you joy.
But
the rabbit.
They've buggered that already because the happy Bray Wyatt knows about The Fiend.
Yeah.
Like he's like, oh, you'll come and get you. He just knows. Yeah. But if they didn't know if it was two proper split personality, it would have worked. But that would have...
They could still make it work.
They could still kind of make it work, but it's just like it is the same guy.
They could do whatever they want.
But like, trying to think about things logically here.
Why?
Those puppets are real people. Rambling rabbits didn't die six times where they sort of backhanded stuff.
I think get rid of
yeah, right.
Get rid of the lights, but have Raw But then if he's going to hold it for a long, long time, you can't really do that. But I was going to say, introduce certain things that make Raw more gradually twisted and dark as he has more influence. Because him having the belt, I know a lot of people are like, well, why would that character want the belt? So we need the belt to mean something to him. Maybe he's got more power because he's got the belt. I don't know.
Just trying to think of the moment where they do get rid of the lights, hopefully. What does he do? Taker had that and that. Sin Cara had an out. what would Bray's mannerism be to bring up the house lights?
When he blows the lamp out.
Oh, yeah. If there was one place in time to not bring a severed head to a wrestling show.
They just did it anyway.
Yeah. Well, but the previous times it had been over there, someone like last time they went, Baron Corbin had to deliberately say, like, tonight we're going to dismember. Look at the camera and be like,
That was uncomfortable.
And I went, don't be silly. That's not deliberate. And apparently last year they'd said, look, we're going to hit him so hard, their heads are going to fall off.
No.
And I'm like,
did they actually?
Wait, I had no idea. They're like, because sometimes you look at these people going, oh, shut up, Mulder and Scully. There are no aliens. And
this time,
oh my God, you're right.
Did they go, we're going to cause a scene at the airport. Haha, guys. Now this stuff.
Did they check, whose severed head's that? Oh, it's not one of ours. But anyway.
But I reckon Bray should... Fiend Bray-wise.
Bray mode.
Should feud with Brock now for a little bit.
Yeah.
If only. But that's not going to happen with the two tight. Oh, Survivor Series. Yes. Good call.
They're both on SmackDown.
And then Adam Cole's just in the middle jumping up to try and reach them. I've got the rest of two. Yeah.
Trying to dunk a basketball.
I'm so fast. But Adam Cole, because we all know he's fantastic, but Vince McMahon... Well, look at his little arms. Respect, like
relative.
They are relatively small compared to everyone else's. I'm fascinated by how that would go.
I don't think it's going to go well for him.
I know, it's a shame, isn't it?
His arms are too small to box with dog
Vince. Yeah. Right, we've solved it. I
like that. I think the Fiend could last a long, long time without burning out because right now it's white and it's red hot, but. It's interesting to see what they do with it because I want it to do well because I actually really enjoy the segments in the 5-5-1 house. So chances are Seth Rollins will win next.
I hope he's gone for at least a month. Just
Rollins.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
Just get him out of Dodge for a bit.
Overexposure can kill you, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's just him in his spare time as well. That's why he's doing the most damage in his spare time. Go on then, Corey, I'll do this interview.
You're saying like you should just go on holiday.
Just go away for a month. Just like let everyone forget about the things he said because he just keeps putting his foot in it and it's sad to see because I want to like him but he keeps saying things that makes me think he's just a dick.
Do you not think that websites like Cultaholic and WrestleTalk and other websites are part of the problem? Because Seth Rollins comes out.
What, when he says a direct quote like, these fans are fickle, and we go, Seth Rollins says...
That one little bit in an interview with lots of stuff is blown up as a headline.
But it's not once.
This is a whole deeper discussion.
This is like, if it happened...
It's a bigger
it's
question.
It's since WrestleMania, it's happened at least five times.
He does keep on... I mean, there's a difference between saying fickle and websites taking that word out, and him saying...
These fans are fickle.
Or and saying, for example, like, I'm better than you, Will Ospreay, because I make more money than you. That was, I mean, that's, do you know what I mean? That's pretty bad. Not bad, it's just stupid. Yeah. People are obviously going to report on that.
But it does give the impression that Seth has called a press conference, like,
is
like, fans are fickle, au revoir.
No,
that's all he said.
I do see your point, but I see Ross's point as well in that he does seem to put his foot in it quite a lot.
Actually,
he should
be
more aware.
I agree with all of you. What should be next with Bray Wyatt? Keep him the hell away from interviews.
that's it. Very good. Right. Yeah. I've got no more to say.
No more fury left in you.
No more fury.
God bless. Well, the Bubble of Pop is still going.
Is it? Has it been going all the way through?
We'll have to have someone smarter.
Please.
And if there's nothing, we'll look like diddly. Thank you very much for watching the Call It Wrestling Podcast. You've been watching Ross on Wrestling.
I've got an episode of Straight to Hell with AEW Developmental Project Anthony Ogogo tomorrow.
Wow. Wake me up before I go-go.
It lasts over an hour because that man can talk for England and it's fantastic. He's very excited.
That's good.
Wonderful.
Passion for everything to do with wrestling really shines through.
And have you asked him about his Strictly Come Dancing?
No. Because we were speaking about wrestling.
You're like, did Greg Carly be good in this, man?
And I might as well do. He's got an irrational hatred for a certain Attitude Era superstar.
Oh,
there's the teaser. What a professional. There you go. Jack, anything to plug?
No. I've had a lovely time.
You're not a shill, are you?
You
I am
sometimes. You didn't say it to start the final segment.
Hmm?
You didn't say it at the start of the segment, your new catchphrase.
Wow. What a great podcast.
So say it now. Bring it home, Matthew.
Wow, what a great podcast.
Yes. Yes. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
No.
Put your hands on the catchphrase that we all know and love. 3, 2, 1.
Join.
Register the vote.
Yes.
Do that as well, yeah.
You diddlers.
Thanks for watching. Let us know what you think in the comments below. You can follow Cultaholic on Twitter, @Cultaholic, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Cultaholic. If you enjoy what we do, you can pledge to our Patreon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.